item three is a subdivision and rezoning at 341 Springfield Road under file DASZ 14 of 2014. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following items will also be heard at the same time. Item 4, a conditional use at 341 Springfield Road under file DCU 124722 of 2014D. And Item 5, a variance at 341 Springfield Road under file DAV 124566 2014. There's John Winthrop is the applicant. And that's the only person I have registered.
Good evening, councillors. I can't really add anything more than what's in the planner's report, very well written. I don't believe there's anybody here in opposition. We're asking tonight for your support for the rezoning, the conditional use, and the variances to allow a sixplex to go up on Springfield Road. I'm open to any questions, if there are any, from the committee.
There isn't a lot of multifamily on this particular stretch. There is the one small apartment block and I think maybe an R2 right at Rothesay.
Yes, the apartment block just to the, I want to say, to the east of it. And there's been some other developments along Springfield. I understand the traffic has significantly decreased since Egwa Street has gone in there, but it's still I would say a more major road. But not as major as Chief Haggis Trail, certainly.
Okay. Is the report set up in such a way that the particular property comes back to this committee for site plan approval?
Yep.
And what about locking in that, do we have the means to lock in that if there's any request to, if there's any petition to do a local improvement on the lane that they are committed to being in favor of that, or is that not something we can do? The question is there some way of obliging an applicant to vote for a local improvement? My understanding is this, in this case, the back lane is unpaved. And I wasn't on this particular section, but the section between Henderson Highway and Graduate Path was in absolutely deplorable condition. It is. I emailed Jim Berezowski this afternoon. I would argue it's the worst lane that I've seen in our city. I don't know the section from Graduate Path through to Rothesay, but I'm guessing it's probably not a heck of a lot better. John, do you know do you know the condition of the back lane right now? It is gravel in this section as well, is it not?
Sure. I don't think you can make somebody required to vote for a local improvement, but I think you can make them required to pave their section of the back lane right directly off their property through a servicing agreement. But you can't have them give up their rights to vote in the future, yes or no, for a local improvement.
That's right.
We can make them pay for their portion of the paving right now.
Yeah, you can collect now for their portion as part of a service agreement.
Our council policies on back lanes right now are kind of
and they would only be obligated to pay for their half of the lane, the length of their property.
Right.
And they can contribute the prevailing rate of the what would be the LI at the time of pavement. And the city would collect that and hold it in an account to be used in the future for the back lane.
Kind of a similar scenario, but not back lane, but on Long Knowles Avenue, mm-hmm. where we're seeing a lot of subdivision applications come in. I inquired with land development regarding whether or not local improvements should be done at that time, collecting for local improvements for paving the road in the future, and they said that should be done at a local improvement at a later date. and that we wouldn't hold it in a special account for this particular street or this particular back lane.
I guess my concern is, like, I get no end of complaints about this lane. I'm just looking at Google Street View here, and, oh, yeah, there's lots of good puddles. Making the only access, the only parking access to this property being off the back lane, I...
Just want to point out, I believe under the conditional use, I just want to make sure that the conditional use for the plan approval is to come back to the EKT Community Committee as well as to the Director of Planning, Property and Development.
Okay.
I think that's very important. I think most applications in the North Gononian area require plan approval at the community.
My concern is really, I mean, I know the residents are to be up in arms about the back lane. Without a petition to pave the lane, I don't really want to let this one go through, so.
Be happy to go knock on people's doors and do a petition down the street, and we can find out and bring that back to you. But it's really up to the residents to, I'd be more than happy to do that on behalf of the landowner, and I'm sure he'd vote in favor of it for that block. We can do that.
Okay, let's. I'll move layover 3, 4, and 5. Again, it may require a new hearing, I guess, if there's a new council, or how does that work?
Yes, because Councillor Wyatt's not here, and if there's any changes.
It'd be a brand new hearing, but.
Yeah.
I mean, I would let this proceed if, you know, the petition is successful, and, like, even if, you know, in the interim while it's, you know, being done, it normally takes an extra year. I would, you know, assuming there was a positive local improvement petition.
Yeah, the process for the LI petition is I have to take what's called a dummy petition, go on, knock at everybody's door. If there's sufficient numbers, I turn it over to the LI branch. They'll give me the real petition to go out and get signed again. I don't believe it would make it for next year's construction if it was positive.
Assuming there was that you got the first piece done, I think I would, at least, again, I can't oblige any future hearing at this point, but I think I'd look very favorably upon letting this go through. That's my only real concern about this proposal. Okay. And like you say, traffic volumes on Springfield are definitely way down. In fact, you know, the newer properties on the south side do not typically have direct driveway access onto the street. However, everything on the south side does have paved lanes. So, yes, they do have paved lanes. Varying conditions, but yes.
So right now, if there's just to let you know that it would only go to the November council meeting if there's no amendments made to this. I don't know if that would.
I'm just moving a layover is what I'm proposing.
Just layover. Okay. Okay.
That would be great. Good.
Okay. Thank
so
you.
I'll move the layover.
Okay.
Thank you.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thanks, John.
Since we have to, you have no time to move a motion on item two because we can't hear it tonight.
Okay. I'll move that for item number two, the area bounded. Bounded, is that the right word?
Bounded by.
Bounded by Gun Road, Hewitson Road, and Redonda, DASZ 18 of 2014. In this particular item, I'll move that it be re-advertised and heard at the November meeting of EKT. Unless Gord Steves is elected and there's no more community committee.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And right now I still have no one registered for item one. So.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to take a few minutes. Just
sure. I'll move a recess now. We've opened the public hearing session, so we're good to.
I don't know if you just.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're taking a break.